Good morning, beautiful people. I'm Jamie Filer, personal trainer and self-development coach. Welcome to your Monday morning mindset shift, where I'm going to teach you how to take what you're thinking and make it better. The glass is always half full, my friends. Today's shift is this:
going all in. What it means to truly have passion for something, to be enthusiastic about something, to want to do something. You guys know, listen, the next time I get a tattoo, it's 100% going to be how you do one thing is how you do everything. If you guys have heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a million times. I believe that passion is obviously something that you can learn, right? It is a skill. It's something that you can cultivate, but it's also something that either applies to everything or nothing, right? That, again, this is just my opinion. Maybe by the end of today, yours will be the same or different, but either way, that's my perspective. Why are we even talking about passion today? Why is this something I want to address? Why do I believe that it is essential? Because to me, in my experience, it is fundamental to getting what you want in life. If you know what it is you are meant to do, if you know what your purpose here is, you can endure almost anything, right? So we talk about running from pain. We talk about resilience. We talk about stick-to-itness, right? If you have passion for life, you can get through all of the valleys, right? There was, interestingly enough, there was a Harvard study done that correlated finding your purpose to resilience in your career, right? Knowing why you're on this earth, knowing why you have this job, regardless of what your job specifically throws at you, there's nothing you can do, right? And we all know that career also translates into keeping the lights on, roof over your head, food on the table, which then equates to quality of life, right? Therefore, you must find your passion. It is the fuel that drives any dream and makes you happy to be alive. Now, there are three levels to what it is that we do, okay? Can what you do be your passion? It depends. We're going to go into that. Okay, three stages, okay? Number one is you have a job, all right? Here's my definition. A job provides you with pay. It often has benefits, but might not, and maybe, if you're lucky, some social perks, but a job is primarily about earning a paycheck. People in this category are typically more invested in their lives outside of the office, and work is merely the way they're able to afford doing things they love, okay? But the focus is on friends, family, hobbies, more than professional pursuits or professional ambition. If you no longer see your job as a place to learn or gain experience or gain connections, right? That is a job, right? So it's a roof over your head for 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, okay? If I were to define this in terms of my own path, this would be when I used to work for someone else in a gym, making an hourly rate, showing up 13 hours a day. That was a job. Then we graduate to the level of career. This is something you do for, a job is something you do for others. A career is something you have for yourself. We are still working for the paycheck, but we love what we do. And we are more driven as a result of that love to seek out opportunities for advancement in the workplace, right? So this is when you actually want the promotion. You want to work up the corporate ladder. You want the title of director, manager, supervisor in front of you, right? People with a career orientation rather than a job tend to have a long-term vision for their professional future. They're the people who either see themselves with the same company moving up in the next 10 years, right? Over the next decade, they want tenure within the company, or they're like, this is a stepping stone to what I know I really want to do. Translating this into my own life, again, this would be like referring to myself as a coach rather than a personal trainer, right? We all have warm fuzzies about the word coach rather than, oh yeah, I have a personal trainer. Cool, cool, cool. No, like when you say I have a coach, it brings us closer together. And then especially once I started focusing on the mental health side of things and the psychology versus the physiology, it only brought our relationships closer. And I felt more like, yeah, man, like I'm in my career. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And then the final piece of the puzzle, and this not everyone gets to, this is your calling. Those who experience their work as a calling are most likely to feel a deep alignment between their vocation and who they are as a person, which again, we can go into because that could be dangerous. But again, they feel a personal and emotional connection to their work. They're enthusiastic. You have to pull them away from their work to remind them that they have a life outside. And it's not because of workaholism. It's because they're so into what it is they're doing, right? And obviously, unsurprisingly, this group is often the most satisfied with their professional situation, but also their life situation. Because what they do for work, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week, fills their cup rather than drains it, right? And this would be the last 2 years. I can't pull myself away from you guys, right? Like last week, the Sunday call was from a Circle K gas station parking lot because I love this, because I can't stay away from you, right? I've responded to check-ins on my birthday. Why? Because my birthday is all about me and how I want to spend it. And I want to spend it in service. I've always just known, again, I've had the same career for I shouldn't even use that word. I've had the same calling for the last 17 years. It's this. This is what I love. And you might feel this way about what you do for work, or you might be like, fuck, I didn't even realize I had a job. I've been calling it my career. It's not. I need to find a career. I have a job right now. So what do we need to do? We got to change our mindset. That's the first and foremost thing. Because again, I understand, practically speaking, food on the table, lights on, very important. So what we can do, if you realize just in the last 6 minutes that you have a job, okay, change your mindset. So let's say that you file paperwork at a law office or a medical practice, okay? Shuffling papers, generally keeping people on track, okay? Instead of giving into that negative self-talk and focusing on just, I'm just getting by each day. I just need to get through each day. Choose to focus on how integral your responsibilities are to making that practice successful, right? Some people are like, oh, I just work the front desk at the gym. Okay, I get that. But also if it wasn't for the front desk people anywhere, the entire back office wouldn't run efficiently, right? Your responsibilities, however mundane they might seem to you, are integral to the business's continued success. So by challenging yourself to approach your work with a different outlook, you may find yourself imbued with a new sense of purpose. Like, man, I didn't actually realize how important my job at the front desk was, right? So now you're choosing active choice to see yourself as the person who keeps the ship sailing, not just a paper pusher. Simple changes like this, little reframes about how important you are, can help breathe new life into an otherwise stale work experience. Start by changing your mindset. Next one, compare yourself to others. This is one of my favorite quotes of all time. Don't lie about passion. Because one day you'll meet someone who lives, breathes, and will die for what you claim to love and be extremely embarrassed. Now, I get it. This is harsh, but I have to swing the pendulum the complete opposite way, right? So this flies in the face of almost every single Sunday brunch we've ever had, right? But let me explain. So this is my friend, Ryan Doris, right? He's one of the most philosophical bodybuilders I've ever met. So this is similar to like, when we join a new friend group or when we go on a date with someone and we're trying to find common ground or common interests, right? And we're like, yeah, no, I'm totally into country music. And then all of a sudden they present the opportunity for you to see like Luke Combs or Morgan Wallen for $700 to sit in the front row. And you're like, oh yeah. So about that country music thing, right? Like, don't lie about your passion. If you're not spending $700 to sit in the front row of Morgan Wallen, then you're not passionate about it, right? Again, similar, right? Oh my gosh, what's a great example? Okay, I have a friend. I think I brought her up last week, who's dieting for a bodybuilding show. She's willing to sacrifice her friends, her relationship, obviously her health, in the pursuit of this goal of being number one in her pro show. That's passion. I mean, it's bordering on unhealthy, but who am I to judge? So then when I look at my own bodybuilding career, I'm like, fuck, like it's a hobby. I can't lie about it. I'm not passionate about bodybuilding. I'm not willing to make those sacrifices, comma, and that's okay. But again, when you decide to pick your passion, it's got to be that thing that you're willing to sacrifice stuff for. Money, time, energy, friendships, right? Whatever. Okay. Moral of the story, you can't fake passion. Go find someone who's passionate about something, spend some time with them, and then you will realize what that means and looks like. Ask yourself these three things when you're going to pick your passion or when you're about to go all in. Question number one, do you want to do it? Is this your idea or is this someone else's, right? Is it your dream to go all in on this thing? Or are you doing it to please others? Are you doing it to please a superior? And a superior could be your boss, like my superior. It could also be a mother or father figure. It could be a significant other, right? Because you can't just want it, right? You have to crave it enough to have it be your obsession, not your superior's obsession, not your mom's obsession. Do you want to do it? Can you do it? If you're not able, if you don't have the skill or the means to make it happen, then all the focus in the world isn't going to deliver the results. You must be realistic about what you're capable of achieving so that you're focusing on something that at least has a chance of working, because we all know how our minds work. And if there's even a little seed of doubt planted, you've already sabotaged yourself. So can you do it? Is it realistic? Right? Practically speaking. And then of course, is it even worth your time? I mean, really, really worth your time. Will it be worth the sacrifice and commitment and relentless grind? Let's again pick the lowest hanging fruit, this bodybuilding competition. Okay. Obviously, I hold my marriage in the highest regard. And then you guys, I swear to God, are very close second to Katie. If I were to start to lose my brain power because I was on such low carbs, for what purpose? So that I can win a natural bodybuilding pro show that has a payout of maybe $500 and I would hold some esteem or regard in that world, but at the sacrifice of probably a very short fuse with my wife and forgetting your names on your check-ins? No, it is not worth my time. Absolutely. Okay. Because winning will want all of your attention, right? Not just spare moments when you have nothing else to do. Again, instead of having a 12 to 24 hour turnaround time with your check-ins, what if we extended it out to 36 or 48 hours because my training and recovery got priority? That's what winning looks like, but that's not the arena in which I want to win. It is not worth my time. I'm giving that title to my friend. If passion, then motivation, right? If you find your passion, then motivation is easy, right? How many times am I like, you give me your goals, right? In your intake form. And you're like, I just want to be more motivated. And I said, stop. You want to be more disciplined. But again, if you are passionate about reaching your goals, then inherently the motivation will come. I cannot give you motivation. I swear to you, if you actually want this as badly as you think you do, then you will be motivated. It's the same thing, right? If you follow your macros 7 days a week, you hit your steps, you do your cardio, you sleep more, stress less, then the weight loss or muscle gain will come. I promise you, if you're passionate, then you will be motivated. It's an easy if then statement. I found this awesome quote from Les Brown, who's a motivational speaker, which really sums up this idea. And it's, when the hard times come, and they're going to come, when the disappointments come, and they're going to come by the truckload, your why will be your rod and staff to guide you. They will get you back up when you get knocked down. Right. So again, I mean, we can use an example of a romantic relationship, right? Maybe we've asked the same person out four times. We are persistent. And then eventually what happens? They're like, okay, and now you're married, right? And that happens. It can happen in a friend group. You can go out for the same job four times, keep being persistent and persistent. And it's because you know in your mind, this is right for you, right? It's the same thing, right? Maybe it's been 14 weeks together, okay? And you keep only hitting your macros 5 out of 7 days, but every day you wake up and you're like, I'm going to give it 100% today. And that's all I can do. Think of poker. This is the final one. This is the last thing, okay? Big risk, big reward. There is a sense of urgency in going all in. There's excitement. There's the possibility of losing everything, which of course is fear, but fear is excitement. The body doesn't know the difference, right? Nervousness and excitement, same thing physiologically. That all-in moment of poker is a thrilling win or lose, right? There's a crisis of dramatic clarity. You've wagered everything you've got. You've given your fate over to the cards and you can't back out again. Going all in is often a spectacularly bad idea, but in life, right? It's all good. Because what do? You go all in, right? You're pushing your boulder up the hill and you see what's at the top and you're like, huh, I went all in. It took 2 years. It took 14 weeks. It took 6 months. And this wasn't for me. What's the worst that could happen? Nothing. We start again. We pick a new passion. We figure out we weren't obsessed with that goal. We find a new one, right? The only way to live boldly is to go all in on that which sets your heart on fire. That is passion. That is going all in. And that's your Monday morning mindset shift. I appreciate you listening. If you loved what you heard, subscribe, like, share, and tag me in stories about this podcast. I'll share back. Until next time, the glass is always half full, my friends.